Welcome to Maseches Gittin, Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 5, Mishnah 1. This Perek is called Hanizakin, the damages, and this chapter adds to many of the halakas that we saw previously that were instituted in Tikkun HaOlam to rectify the world, to make the world a better place. Mishnah will see in this Mishnah as well a number of applications of that. It's interesting to note that this really doesn't talk about Gittin that much, about divorce, but because we were talking about Tikkun HaOlam, different institutions that were made to make life more functional, protect certain interests. So the Mishnah continues. It says Mishnah Hanizakin, people that were damaged, and now they come to the damager and they're claiming money. Problem is the damager has no money. He has nothing liquid. So halacha is that we can take away his property. So the Mishnah says, Shamin lahan be'idus. When we evaluate the property of the fellow that damaged them as payment for the damages, the court selects from the best part of their property. In halacha, there's three types of real estate, three types of property. There's what's called edus, which is the best, beninus, which is kind of in between, and there's ziburus, which is considered the worst. In this situation, the Torah teaches us that the damagee is able to collect from the quality, top quality properties that this fellow has. Continues the Mishnah, bal chayiv bebeninus. When, let's say, a fellow owes money to somebody, he doesn't have the money, he doesn't have the liquid to pay, so he can go down and foreclose on his property and take away his property. That's done in Beninus, in the in-between property. Now, really, biblically, only Ziburus. Biblically, really, you can only collect from the most inferior of properties. However, the rabbis came along and made a takana, they made an institution to keep life functional, shalatino delas bifnei lavim, which means not to slam the door in the face of the people who need to borrow money. That means if you make it, that if a fellow defaults on his loan, and all that the loaner gets paid is from the lowest quality stuff, he's not going to want to lend the next time. So to keep the loaners happy and to keep the borrowers able to borrow, they instituted that you can collect beinonis, you could collect the middle class property when the fellow has no money to pay you back. If a woman comes to collect her ksuba and her husband has no money, so she gets to take a property. There she takes the most inferior property because there's no real issue that women won't want to get married. They still would like to get married. The mayor disagrees. The mayor says, even a woman's ksuba is collected from the in-between property, not from the lowest or most inferior properties. Okay. Mishnah Beis, Mishnah 2. Any from nechasim mishubadim b'mkam sheyesh nechasim b'neichay. The law is that you cannot collect his property. You cannot collect different things that he owns if there happens to be property that is b'neichay, which means to say the following. If, let's say, a fellow borrows money, at the time of the loan, the borrower had certain properties. And then he sells those properties. Now the lender comes to the borrower and he says, where's my money? He says, I have no money. He can go and he can even take the properties that were there at the time of the loan that were sold because he has a first right of taking those properties. However, says the Mishnah, he can only do that in a situation where there are no properties whatsoever to the borrower. The only thing is something that he sold. However, if there is nichse b'nei chayrin, there are free properties. You cannot go and take properties that were already sold. Fafil wein ziburis concludes the Mishnah on this particular halacha, that even if these properties that are left over, not the properties that were sold, the properties left over are ziburis, that the most inferior, still the halacha is that you can only collect from the properties that exist. And similarly here, it's because of tikkun olam to keep the world functional and not bring a loss to people who purchase properties. No one's going to want to buy properties if it could be taken away from them. Concludes the Mishnah, when it comes to collecting from property of orphans, means somebody owed someone money, and now the lender comes to claim it, and the fellow who he lent it to is no longer alive, and they're just orphans, and he left over property. Even though normally you can collect intermediary property. However, to keep the orphans functional and to make sure that they have enough money, you could only collect from Ziburis and the most inferior, and that again is part of the Tikkun HaOlam to rectify the world and take care of every element of the population. Wishing you a beautiful upcoming Shabbos, restful Shabbos, and meaningful Shabbos. Have a good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom.